Dreamscape presents Time's Children by D.B. Jackson. Narrated by Helen Keeley. Chapter 1. 21st day of Sipar's settling. Year 633. The Between spat him out like chewed gristle. Naked, in the cold and dark, he dropped to his knees, shivering, sucking at precious air. Another walk. More years added to a body already abused by too many trials and too many journeys through time. He clutched his chronifer in stiff, frigid fingers and braced his other hand on the courtyard stone. Fear lifted his gaze, despite the droop of his shoulders, the leaden fatigue in his legs. Torches flickered in nearby sconces. Stars gleamed in a moonless sky. He saw no soldiers, no assassins. He heard not a sound. Had he arrived too early? Too late? He fought to his feet and turned an unsteady circle to get his bearings before heading to the next courtyard in the castle arsenal. No soldiers here either. Panic rose within him like a spring tide. Within the armory he found a stained uniform in hane-culled red, as well as a musket and ammunition. He didn't see any boots that would fit. He pulled on the uniform and loaded the weapon. He took extra powder, paper and bullets, habit born of years on the run. But he knew he wouldn't have a chance to use them. This night would end in one of two ways. In neither scenario would he get off a second shot. As he left the armory, he noticed what he had missed earlier. A body lay in the grass a few paces off the stone path. A woman with a gaping wound across her neck and a bib of blood glistening on her uniform. A few paces on, he spotted a second dead guard on the other side of the path. Both from Hainkald. Both killed with stealth. Not too early then. Perhaps in the very teeth of time. He hurried on to the hall, bare feet slapping on stone. Nearing the archway that led into the back corridor, he heard the first explosion rock the west gate. Voices rose in alarm and anger. Bells pealed from the castle towers. Moments now. He stole through.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?